You are listening to The Huddle by Landria Seals Green. I don't even know if this should be the name of the podcast. I don't even know how long this podcast will work or last. But for right now, we're going to get into it. Let's huddle. Hi. There is this, well, it's not as prominent or dominant now in discussion, but there was a time where we discussed as a profession how supervision and mentorship were the same. And I'm happy to not be in that camp alone anymore, but it was always my position that supervision and mentorship were different. And while there's some overlap, they are different. And one of the big things around supervision is that it often involves a contract. It is meant to be, and it is positioned to be transactional, including the times that we have been paid or we compensate people for supervision. And that is a transaction. And mentorship doesn't involve a contract. It has different levels, and the two people navigate that together and develop that relationship together. Whereas supervision, the relationship is outlined, it is contractual, and there is a clear beginning and end to it. Within that relationship of supervision, there is the opportunity for mentorship. There is the opportunity for relationship. But that relationship is initially dictated by the document and the guidelines that have been provided by our professions. So when I graduated from Northwestern University in the speech language pathology program, I moved to the East Coast. After I graduated, I moved to the East Coast and I found myself working in Fairfield County. In the county, not too far, about 45 minutes away from New York City. And I remember going into my school district in Connecticut because my dream job, I did get and was offered a position of being a hospital SLP. Like, that's what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to work with adults, no kids, work with people who had aphasia. I trained for that. I was on the There was the different tracks you could be on at our university and our graduate program. And I took courses that were aligned with working with an adult population, not a school age population, not a child population. So I took courses in swallowing and feeding and all of those things. And while there's overlap with the children, I really wanted to work with adults. So my first job was at a school. And because my first job was at a school, I was like, please put me in like the most special part of special education, like kids who had like medical challenges, because I could feel like I could use that training. So in any event, I was a CF. And if you know anything about speech pathology, you know, we graduate, we take our test, and we have a clinical fellowship year. And that clinical fellowship year is designed to be a mix of supervision and mentorship. But the design and the thought behind that is that you are your first year into the profession and you need a guide. And that guide will be your CF supervisor, which would be a seasoned, and they have rules around what they identify as seasoned, a seasoned speech language pathologist who would guide you. And the primary role is supervision, but there's a lot of good sprinkles in for mentorship. You may or may not get that to the fullest depending on the relationship between you and the supervisor. So my supervisor was the head of the department, Ronnie, nice woman. And she was my supervisor. She would come, she would sit down with me, observe me, give feedback, and be on her way. She was the head of the department. She was very busy. And I appreciated that because I've never been, what doesn't work for my learning style ever has been the hand holding. So it was great. And one day Ronnie just didn't show up. and I was trying to figure out, they had a staff meeting and she was no longer part. She had taken a leave to take care of herself and she was going to be out indefinitely. What was I supposed to do? And I was in my CF year and I needed her to sign off on things. And I was internally stressed. And I remember starting in this department, I was sitting in my seat and a Black woman who was my senior in terms of age, but also in terms of, what do you call that? Years of experience. She sat in the chair next to me and she said, well, they didn't tell me that you were going to be here. And I looked at her and I said, and they didn't tell me that you were going to be here either, but I'm leaving. And she said, no, you're not. No, you are not. What do you need? That's really what she said. She's like, what do you need? How are they treating you? I had no idea you were in this department. Because remember, we were at schools, and so we were spread out. And so this was a time that we would gather. And so she invited me to her school to see her room and to see how, and just to observe her and just to get guidance. And so here's the thing, the supervisor could have done that, but the supervision relationship was set up in such a way that she would come, she would observe me, give me feedback, give me one to grow on, and then she'd go on. But this person that came and positioned themselves as something different, she invited me to just talk. And then the opener of how we met certainly helped, because it met me at a space of sarcasm and humor that I still hold. And she had the same. And so we met and she invited me to her school again. And then I explained to her that I was in my CF and my supervisor left. I didn't know what to do. So for me, I needed to be comfortable to explain, like, what is happening? What is going on? And she said, that's okay. And she then came to my school and we had an appointment. So it moved from her coming to me, well, me coming to her and just kind of learning and talking versus putting a real date on the calendar and saying, okay, so what is it that you need? How do we need to finish? And what, show me your documentation and your paperwork. So in that moment, the person who positioned themselves as the beginning of a mentorship relationship, the beginning of that, stepped in and began to supervise me. And she did. She finished out my CF year. I earned those three letters, those coveted letters behind my name, because my mentor stepped in and finished the job for me. And that really highlights how a supervisor can start a work with their supervisee and the value of having an experienced and seasoned and equally credentialed mentor who can step in and provide that level of support so that my professional self was taken care of, my personal self continued to feel safe, and my clinical self further developed. To earn CEUs for this episode, head on over to the Huddle site at thehuddle.online. I need you to log in, complete the activity, submit, and then earn your CEUs. We hope it's just that easy. Until next time, find your people in all of the places and take the time to huddle.